Katy Country 94 weather.
The grass is starting to grow, and you need to mow now with 0% retail financing on new Hustler zero-turn mowers. That's right. Qualified buyers can enjoy 0% financing on qualifying Hustler zero-turn mowers. Come into Jewel Implement today and get that Hustler Turf zero-turn lawnmower you've been dreaming of. That's Jewel Implement, 105 South Custer, Jewel, Kansas, or online at www.jewelimplement.com. Qualified buyers with minimum purchase, other restrictions apply. See dealer for complete details.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Ample sunshine expected today with daytime highs approaching 72. Northwesterly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows dip down to about 44. Daytime highs approaching 71. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Right now, 70.
If you're looking for a wide variety of garden products, now's the time to stop in a Box Garden Center in Concord City. They have a wide variety ranging from A to Z, bulk seed and cold crops available. Box also has a variety of roses, plus onion scents in white, yellow, and red, and onion plants. Come early for the best selection, and you can always call ahead at 781-4905. If you have containers or pouches needing repair, bring them in as soon as possible. Box accepts cash or check only for payment. Box Garden Center, 1111 6th Street in Concord City, open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m., except on Wednesday, open 9 to 5, and closed on Sunday.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
About 150,000 people who had some form of interaction with Kansas courts might have had their data breached in the October cyber attack that took the judicial system offline for weeks. The Office of Judicial Administration on Monday announced findings from a third-party investigation into the cyber attack. The office said information accessed during the attack came from files given to the office through appellate court litigation, applications to the Kansas Bar, and other administrative records. Information such as Social Security numbers, driver's licenses, government identification cards, payment card information, tax identification card numbers, passports, and health insurance policy information could have all been accessed, among other data. Chief Justice Marla Luckert apologized on behalf of the Kansas Supreme Court. We're sorry anyone was personally impacted by the actions of the criminals who attacked our court computer systems. The judicial branch respects the privacy of information given to us, and it's a high priority throughout the court system to keep that information secure, end of quote. People impacted by the breach have been sent notification letters. In cases where the person's address information was available, their notifications have been published on the judicial branch website. Court officials stress that notifications have not been made through phone, text, or email, and warn Kansans against engaging with anyone using these forms of communications to talk about the cybersecurity attack. A court webpage has been implemented to help address questions. The attack disrupted all but one of the state's appellate court operations for weeks, with networks locked down and attorneys and judges relying on manual filing of court documents. In November, justices confirmed the attack was a result of a sophisticated foreign cyber attack and that the perpetrators stole data and threatened to post it to a dark website. Luckert said the office has placed additional security controls in place and will work to reduce the possibility of future cybersecurity attacks. Have a job opening to tell you about? Agmark LLC has a full-time position open on their accounting team in the Beloit office. A successful candidate should have customer relations skills and enjoy people, organizational skills and attention to detail, excellent communication skills, proficient computer skills with knowledge of Microsoft Office, positive attitude and ability to work with a diverse group of people in a team setting, be flexible and adaptable, problem-solving skills, minimum 2 years office experience and or post-high school education. Agmark LLC is a profitable company offering an excellent benefit package including competitive wages, 401k, co-op retirement, health and dental insurance, PTO and more. Agmark LLC is an equal opportunity employer. Applications will be taken until the position is filled. To apply, please send applications to mfink@agmarkloc.com. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Hard Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 6 Independence in Beloit and their satellite location in Concordia, Osborne, and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. There'll be bingo in the afternoon at the Beloit Senior Center, 220 North Hersey in Beloit, tomorrow from 2 to 4. And this is a free event. Seating is limited. Donations accepted. To reserve your seat, contact Debbie, 738-5802. Mitchell County Highway Department open house for new county shop will be this Friday, May the 10th from 1 to 3 p.m. Bullet USD 273 will be hosting retirement reception honoring Gary Pingle, Daryl Kelly, Kent Werner, Ann Houghton, Jill Ramsey, B. Sawfield, Vicki Jackson, Kathy Harris, Lori Bunn, and Kim Ellis on Wednesday, May 15th, next Wednesday at the Bullet Elementary School Multipurpose Room from 4 to 5 p.m. The public is invited to attend. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
Fly ball, left field. It is back. It is gone! A three-run go-ahead home run for Willie Adames. What a shot in the arm for the Brew Crew.
That home run put the Brewers up 6-5, and they would go on to win over the Royals by that final on Tuesday. More on the game coming up in this sportscast. We also look at local sports, some results from the area on Tuesday. Rashee Rice back in the news for the Chiefs in a bad way again. The NBA playoffs, the NBA Defensive Player of the Year named in the NHL playoffs. All coming up in this sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. High school softball scores from Tuesday. The Bullet Lady Trojans finishing out the regular season with a sweep of Sacred Heart on Senior Day and night as the Lady Trojans took the first game 12-2 in five innings and took the second game with a 15-0 shutout in three. Beloit finished the regular season at 14-7 and 8-2 in the North Central Activities Association. Also on Tuesday in the NCAA, the league golf meet was held at Republic County. Sacred Heart taking first as a team. Southeast Saline second, Beloit third. Dylan Esch of Southeast Saline took first place at 2 over par. Sacred Heart and Southeast took the top 11 spots in the meet. Jennings Sloan of Beloit finished in 12th. Also the Tipton Invitational on Tuesday, Lakeside the team champion at 306, St. John's in second with 335. Chris LaRocque of St. John's was the individual gold medal winner with a 71 on the day. Jace Cunningham one stroke behind in second for Lakeside with a 72. Ian Christine finished third for Lakeside, a fourth place finish for Ethan Worth of Rock Hills, and Elijah Field of Pike Valley finished in fifth. Mel Strimmer Invitational at Phillipsburg, team champion was Norton. Norton's Eli Jones took first individually. Dawson Lance of Osborne was fifth. Dylan Tissell from Smith Center finished in seventh. You can find full results for all of that golf at ncksports.com. As we're at the beginning of the sportscast, despite leading 5-3 going into the ninth, the Royals suffered a 6-5 loss to the Brewers Tuesday night in KC. Milwaukee took a 2-0 lead with two solo homers in the second. The Royals answered with four runs in the fifth, highlighted by a 2-RBI double from Vinny Pascantino. Milwaukee scored one in the seventh to get back within a run before Pascantino answered with another RBI in the bottom of the seventh to score Bobby Witt Jr. And the three-run homer by Willie Adames off of Royals closer James McArthur gave the Brewers the one-run lead. Trevor McGill had a 1-2-3 ninth to close the win for Milwaukee. Royals manager Matt Quatrero on a tough loss.
That one stings. I mean, you know, we've done that to other people as well, and it's no fun when you're on that side of it. But, you know, Contreras put up a really good at-bat. You know, you think about all the things in that game tonight that were just literally the game of inches, you know, whether that ball's fair or not, the ball off Renfro's glove. There were plenty of other examples of things that just went, some went our way, some went theirs. But, Willie got a breaking ball, and he got it up in the air and hit it well.
The Royals are now 21-16. The Brewers move to 21-14. The two teams play the rubber match of their series at 1:10 this afternoon. Brady Singer is 2-1 with a 2.45 ERA and will take the mound for the Royals. Well, after an offseason that's already been rough for Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice, reports are out that he is now a suspect in an alleged assault that injured a man at a Dallas nightclub earlier this week. The Dallas Morning News reported that officers were dispatched to the nightclub early Monday morning after a man was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. As of Tuesday afternoon, no charges had been filed against Rice or anyone else. The Chiefs and Rice's attorneys have not commented on the latest incident.
77-69, Thunder. Gilgeous Alexander, got a three!
Final seconds. Oklahoma City wins game one. Thunder up in the series.
Oklahoma City opening the second round of the NBA playoffs with a dominant 117-95 win over the Mavericks Tuesday night. The Thunder outscored Dallas by 21 points in the second and fourth quarters combined to create their separation. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander had 29 points, 9 rebounds, and 9 assists in the win. In the East, the Celtics rolled to a 120-95 win over the Cavs in game one. Jaylen Brown led Boston with 32 points on 12 of 18 shooting. Just one game on the schedule tonight in the NBA, the Knicks and Pacers in game two in the East semis. Jazz in New York. Knicks lead 1-0. Tip-off at 7 o'clock on TNT. Also in the NBA, Timberwolves center Rudy Gobert was named the Defensive Player of the Year on Tuesday. Gobert tied the NBA record with his fourth Defensive Player of the Year award, joining Hall of Fame centers Dikembe Mutombo and Ben Wallace as the only other players to win the award four times in a career. Gobert received 72 of the 99 first-place votes.
Kreider wound up with it. Panarin shot blocked by Slavin. Follow-up is free. They score! Vincent Trocheck wins it in overtime for New York.
Robertson trying to work it out for Johnston. Big hit there in behind, and Cagliano zooms it ahead. Wood with speed. Wood drives in. Backhand. Score! Miles Wood, the hero in overtime.
Both games in the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs were decided in overtime with sudden death on Tuesday night. The Rangers needed two overtimes to get the 4-3 win over the Hurricanes to take a 2-0 series lead in the East second round. In the West, the Avalanche came back for a 4-3 overtime win over the Stars to take a 1-0 series lead. Tonight, the Bruins are up 1-0 and at the Panthers for Game 2 in the East at 6:30, followed by the opening game of the West second round series between the Canucks and Oilers at 9 o'clock in Vancouver. That's a look at sports on your sports leader in North Central Kansas, Katie Country 94 and Z96.3 Through the Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.